in the event of an emergency, if someone calls 999 and the lifeboat is launched, we need to be able to get our tractor and our lifeboat out, and we need to be able to get them turned, and then we need to be able to get them launched. And what we've agreed with the Coast Guard is that if someone rings 999 and the Coast Guard tasks our lifeboat, we've agreed that we will do all of that within 10 minutes. So that's at 3 o'clock in the day or 3 o'clock at night. It's 24/7. So if we go down and the yellow hatch line and the lifeboat station is blocked or even partially blocked, that delays our ability to launch the lifeboat. And if you have a person in difficulty in the water, you know, even seconds can make a difference there. So it's really important that the lifeboat stations, all lifeboat stations and all Coast Guard stations that you see around the coast, that they're kept clear, because we can get no notice of call outs. We literally get paged by the Coast Guard 24/7. And in fact, we had a number of call outs over the weekend. Fortunately, there was no vehicles at that time blocking the station. But it could have been a different story if we had to call out while vehicles were blocking the station.
I'm sure it's quite obvious that you shouldn't park there. I'm sure there's adequate signage in place. What can really be done to prevent or stop a small cohort, albeit, of people disobeying the rules at the pier?
Well, I think it's an awareness thing. You know, the rules are one thing, but I think it's an awareness thing. I think a lot of people will be very used to, for example, fire stations, and they're, you know, they would never block in front of a fire station. But I actually think what happens is some people don't know or don't understand that there's a lifeboat station there and what happens when the lifeboat station is activated in the call out. You know, they don't have that awareness. So it's a bit of an awareness thing. It's something your listeners can help with, that really we need the public to understand that you cannot block lifeboat stations anytime. There's no time, there's kind of zero tolerance on it, because literally they could be tasked at any time to go out. So really it's an awareness thing, and treat a lifeboat station the exact same as a fire brigade station or a Garda station. You wouldn't block them in terms of allowing vehicles in and out.